Well, I don't know about you, if you've ever been on a journey, probably in more rural areas, when you've been doing your best to follow road signs to your destination. Of course, I'm talking about the days before there were satellite navigation maps on our mobile phones. But perhaps, like me, you'd still like the challenge of having a map or just following someone else's directions to see how you can get on. And sometimes on those journeys, you'll have come along one of these country roads and you'll come to a junction. And of course, if you were a local, you'll know exactly where to go. But you're not a local, so you have a decision to make. Are you going to go left? Or are you going to go right? There's no road sign telling you what way to go. What you're faced with is a fork in the road. You'll have your gut instinct to go on, hoping that you're going to choose the right one. Well, the first few weeks of being here, back in autumn 2018, I found the fork in the road of the school road and the Ballyvay Beg Road to be such a junction. It was a time when that road sign was covered up. And I would have to look at my map on my phone, or I would have to call whoever I was going to see to figure out, should I go left? Or should I go right? Because adults, we would know if I took, well, I know now, if I take either one, I will eventually end up in the same place. But in those early days, for me, it could have been an extra half hour wasted on my day on the top of a mountain with no mobile phone signal. Forks in the road are unpleasant and they're unsettling because they make us admit our weaknesses in not knowing where we're going, or they challenge us to make a decision, our best guess, and normally quite quickly. It's only going to be with the knowledge of a previous journey or with a map in front of us that we're going to make the right choice. As we make our way through Mark's Gospel, we come to such a fork in the road in our passage today. And as we thought about with the girls and boys, our passage in Mark 6, is now turning from night into day as Jesus and his disciples see land and they put ashore. And let's face it, it's been quite the 24 hours because it all started with the disciples returning from their mission trip, excited and tired, wanting to tell Jesus absolutely everything that they had seen and they had taught. Jesus, being the leader that he was, knew that they needed time to be alone with him and to rest. And so they get into that boat and they make their way across the Sea of Galilee. The only problem is those crowds are following them, and this is a theme that we continue to see. And as we said, the Sea of Galilee is such that people could often move between towns quicker on foot than they could on boat. So the crowds get there before Jesus does, and he sees them. And he has compassion on them, we read in verse 34, because he teaches them and he feeds them. He heals them, he restores them, and there's transformation. See, this is what Mark is plotting throughout his gospel. He wants us to know exactly who the true Jesus is. And perhaps you want to know who the true Jesus is too. As we have made our way, not just in these past number of weeks, but in our weeks last year of what this gospel is, I wonder, are you really getting a picture of what the gospel is, this good news about Jesus, the good news that he came to tell us? Perhaps you do want to know who he truly is. Maybe your eyes will be opened as we read this text and see. Or maybe you're relying on your own theory as to who Jesus is. Well, one of the reasons why Mark wrote this gospel so succinctly was to ensure that the truth about Jesus would be known, and known rather quickly. And in our passage today, we come to this fork in the road as we close out Jesus' ministry in Galilee. These four verses follow what has been the scene of Jesus walking on the water and calming the wind and the waves. It's the end of that busy day, and as the sun rises, they land on the shore, perhaps hoping to get some rest. But We read there in Mark 6, verse 54, Jesus is recognized. As soon as they got out of the boat, people knew exactly who Jesus was. And so Jesus and his disciples have sailed to the area of Gennesaret, which is both the name of the area and also the town of that place. But I wonder if you've already noticed the problem. And if you have a study Bible in front of you, you'll probably see it there on a map. Because let's take a minute or two to think about the geography. When Jesus sent out his disciples on their mission trip, they had just been in Nazareth. There, to the left of the map, in the grey area, in the middle, you see Nazareth. When the disciples return to Jesus in Mark 6, verse 30, it is likely that Jesus has gone back to Capernaum, right there on the top of the Sea of Galilee, because that's where he based his ministry from. They left there to go to a quiet place by boat, and they land somewhere then to the east on your map, Bethsaida. And Luke tells us very clearly that that's where they were. On the northeast shore, we believe just west of Bethsaida, then is where the feeding of the 5,000 took place. Well, we know at the end of that, in Mark 6, verse 45, Jesus tells his disciples to get into a boat and to head to Bethsaida while he dismisses the crowd. And now we